Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and an Asian person. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. And each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you. So let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
On this day in 2018, the movie Crazy Rich Asians premiered, marking the first Hollywood film with an all-Asian cast. Based on the novel by Kevin Kwan, the romantic comedy stars actors like Constance Wu, Henry Golding, Awkwafina, and Lisa Liu. The premise is kind of like a fairy tale gone wrong. Newly engaged Rachel and Nick travel to Singapore so that Rachel can meet Nick's family, but it turns out that he comes from one of the wealthiest families in the country. Rachel, an economics professor at NYU, must figure out how to prove herself to the hard-to-please matriarchs of her fiancé's family, or else they might not make it to the wedding. Asian talent in Hollywood has long been underrepresented, so it can't be understated just how big of a deal it was for a film like Crazy Rich Asians to be such a smash success. It cost $30 million to make, which is low compared to other hit films for the year, like Bohemian Rhapsody, which cost over $50 million, or even superhero franchise films like Avengers: Infinity War, with a whopping $325 million budget. But to be fair, you need a lot of special effects to pull off a battle scene with Thanos, Thor, and the Hulk. Still, it is very crazy that Crazy Rich Asians raked in $238 million at the box office and earned a nomination for Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy at the Golden Globes. In playing the lead, Constance Wu was nominated for Best Actress. A year after the movie came out, Awkwafina told Time magazine, quote, "Asian American actors come to me and say, I couldn't get an audition before Crazy Rich Asians. Now I'm auditioning every day." In 2014, Asian Americans made up 5.4% of the United States population, yet they only played 1.4% of lead roles in studio films that year. Plus, it's not just a matter of Asian Americans being cast, it's also important that they play nuanced, complex characters rather than fulfilling a stereotype. Too often, Asian actors are pigeonholed into roles like the nerdy best friend, or the kung fu instructor, or the angry restaurant owner. But in a movie like Crazy Rich Asians, Asian actors got to be the powerful matriarch, the beautiful professor, the fashionista, the jealous ex, and the handsome prince. Still, Crazy Rich Asians sparked some necessary conversation about what it means that this is the particular story that was the one that finally broke through the whitewashing of Hollywood. For one thing, it's a story only about the wealthiest, poshest Asian people dazzling viewers with couture costumes and the lavish party scenes atop the gorgeous Marina Bay Sands Hotel. It's not the job of this one story to represent all 4.4 billion people living in Asia, but there's so much pressure on Crazy Rich Asians because it's such a departure from the standard whitewashed Hollywood movies that we're so used to seeing. So among Singaporeans, the film received a lot of backlash for portraying their country as a materialistic playground for the richest of the rich. Plus, the film's cast was almost completely made up of people with a Chinese background. Singapore became a country in 1965 after it was expelled from Malaysia. We'll talk about that in a few days on our August 9th episode, but for now, let's stick to Crazy Rich Asians. While Chinese Singaporeans are the predominant ethnic group in the country, there are also significant populations of Malaysian and Indian people who have been historically discriminated against. So the lack of Malay actors in the film felt like a slap in the face. It would be like telling a story about the United States that only includes white actors. Just because seeing an all-Asian cast is rare in the US doesn't mean it's groundbreaking overseas. It's definitely telling that the first all-Asian Hollywood film is literally about crazy rich Asians. What does Hollywood love more than frivolous opulence? But maybe in the coming years, we'll see a film that shows even more diversity, telling more down-to-earth stories that represent nuanced cultures, conflicts, triumphs, and day-to-day experiences from a wide variety of Asian communities. Now, let's talk about music. Today, in 2020, Cardi B released WAP, the first single from her upcoming second studio album. Featuring Megan Thee Stallion, the Explicit song debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. The music video made quite the splash too, featuring stars like Kendall Jenner, Normani, Rosalia, and Ruby Rose dancing in a vibrant mansion with tigers. Some people found WAP controversial since it addressed women's sexuality perhaps more directly than other hit songs before it. But at the same time, the criticism revealed the age-old double standards that riddle the music industry. Men have long dominated the genre with sexually explicit songwriting of their own, so it's really a power move for two women to hit number one, defying the misogynistic stereotype that there can only be one powerful woman in rap all at once. There's room for Cardi, Megan, Nicki, No Name, Chica, Cupcake, Lizzo, and so many more. And that year, NPR called 2020 the year of the female rapper. And boy, were they right. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on an August 7th in my life. On August 7th, 2020, I built a Lego set. I purchased myself the Hogwarts Express at Target, and I built it. And it now sits in my brother's room because we didn't have enough space in our living room to put it because we've built too many Lego sets. But I've expressed this before. I love Legos. I am a 21-year-old that continues to buy Lego sets. The other day I bought a Hufflepuff Lego set or something from Target and I built it because I really like the piece of putting together pieces for Legos. It's quite calming. I would recommend it to people if you have the space and the money. Unfortunately, the sets are very expensive, but they are very fun to put together. Thank you for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.